This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. A pair of basketball games in the Twin Cities yesterday and last night, and a pair of impressive one-point victories for the Minnesota teams. First, for the Timberwolves, they trailed San Antonio 16-0 to start the game, and then trailed by 19 in the third quarter, then rallied to win it at the Target Center 104-103. Anthony Edwards scored the go-ahead bucket late in the game, and the defense held up. In fact, he says defense changed their fortunes.
Had to get some stops. Switched the matchup, put Julius on Big Fella. Jaden was a menace on defense tonight. Like, they couldn't really score on him. And Dante, you know, came in with all the energy and changed the game for us. I think that's what happened in the fourth.
And Edwards knows he's got to be the go-to guy late in the game.
I already knew what I wanted to get to. Anytime it's the fourth quarter, I'm getting to the post. I don't give a damn who say something about it. I'm going to the post. I worked on it, man, all summer. Worked on it 3-4 times a day, so I'm comfortable in that spot, those spots, right or left side, fading away to the baseline, fading away to the middle.
Minnesota's at Milwaukee tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Gopher women yesterday earned a win over a ranked opponent for the first time since 2019. They beat number 21 USC at Williams Arena 63-62. Grace Gerholski scored a team-high 25 for Minnesota.
It feels awesome. I think that was just the most team effort we've ever put out there, and I think we did a great job.
Her head coach, Don Plitzewhite, agrees.
To come out on top is something that our players needed from a confidence, conviction standpoint. You know, we can keep saying we can compete against the best, and now I think they really, truly believe that.
Minnesota's now 12-4 overall, 3-2 in the Big Ten. Number 4 UCLA comes to town on Wednesday night. The Minnesota Frost skated past Seattle and St. Paul yesterday 6-2. Grace Zumwinkle and Katie Knoll each had two goals as the defending champs moved into second place in the league. They'll visit New York on Friday, and the Wild are home tonight against New Jersey at 7. This is MNN Sports.